So it's been a while since I quoted the Lord of the Rings, so hope you don't mind if I do it again. You know, I beginning with a quote from a movie is usually something I do often, and it's not, this quote is not in the book itself of the Lord of the Rings, but it was put together, a lot of different quotes were put together, but anyway, regardless, it's at the very end of the movie, of all three. Frodo has saved the Shire, and evil has been conquered, and Frodo is back at home in the Shire, and he says this: "How do you pick up the threads of an old life? How do you go on when in your heart you begin to understand there is no going back? There are some things that time cannot mend, some hurts that go too deep, that they have taken hold. And I think what I like about this quote in particular is that it says that there are some things that we do, or that we have experienced, or that have been done to us, that can never be undone. You know, these things change us, and we're never the same again. And so the wounds mark us, and we carry them forward, and we realize that there is no going back, and it can never be again like it was." You know, in today's gospel, of Jesus is coming to the apostles after the resurrection. And a very important detail for me that whenever I get a chance to bring it up with people, I try to, because it often goes unnoticed, because everybody remembers doubting Thomas. I mean, that's really what everybody speaks of in this gospel. He was not there, and so he did not believe until he could see and touch Jesus and his wounds for himself. And Jesus then could say, "Blessed are you who have not seen and still believe." Now, this is a very important message about faith, so I don't want to underestimate that. But let me draw your attention to reflection on a small, but I think a very significant detail. And that's that after the resurrection, Jesus still has his wounds. That's how they recognize him. And this means that for eternity, Jesus will have the wounds of the cross with him. Obviously, they no longer hurt him, but I guess I would have thought that he would have been made whole again, that he would have been fixed up so that he would not be reminded of what happened to him. And I guess I would have thought that he would have fixed it all up so that, you know, it would be almost like it had never happened. But on second thought, I find some consolation knowing that even Jesus has gone through things that marked him for all eternity. And there was no going back, no pretending that it never happened for him as well. Instead, he goes forward with the wounds, with the scars of what was done to him. But now they have been made holy. We call them the holy wounds. Things have changed forever for Jesus, and so too for us. And his wounds are a sign of that. And I think for us, we live through things that mark us, scar us, and will never be healed. They may not hurt anymore, but they are a part of who we are now. And they can be a means of making us holy, of bringing us closer to God. I think of a terrible divorce or betrayal, the death of someone very close to us, the making of a mistake that can never be undone, the fostering of an addiction that can cause havoc on someone's life. Tours of war with memories that can never be forgotten. And the forgiveness that we seek and the healing that we all long for does not mean that we go back to a time when it was like it never happened, or that we cover it all up, you know, cover all the wounds up so that we can act like they're no longer there. I remember learning at an early age from my parents that we need to be careful what we say, because once said, it can never be unsaid. Maybe many of us remember things that were said to us years and years ago, and we'll never forget it. Even if we've forgiven, we still remember. And the wounds that we inflict on people through our words and our actions, on our parents, on our spouses, children, you know, they can heal with God's grace, but the scars never leave. And we walk into the future wearing them. There are those who are on the receiving end, and then there are those who are on the inflicting end. They're the people who seem to be good at inflicting pain and hurt, and then leaving a pile of wounds to be healed by those who are in their wake. Without care, they dole them out. Without a care, and then God and divine mercy comes in and begins the healing that only God can do. You know, the truth of today's gospel is that with Jesus, the wounds do not disappear, as if the cross never happened. But God can make them holy, and a source of holiness for us. You know, holiness that came from a lot of pain and hurt for sure. God the Father did it to his Son, and his promise is that he'll offer us that same thing to his holy people as well. And a lot of work is helping the person accept the healing and the scars that remain, even if the hurt is gone. At least healing has happened. But the good news is that it can all become a source of holiness. His wounds are a source of the divine mercy that we celebrate this Sunday. For us, Jesus' wounds become a source of our salvation. So we call his wounds holy, and hopefully come to a time when we can call our own scars and our own wounds, you know, that life threw our way, as holy and as a means of our own salvation when joined with Christ and his cross. And even as we carry them forward in life, they may no longer hurt, but they never disappear. And that is a great consolation and a goal for me as I read today's gospel, that the hurts and the wounds of my own life may be a source of holiness, that my wounds may get me to heaven someday. And the gift given is forgiveness and mercy, and these begin the process of healing. And these things change us, because there is no going back to the old way of life. There's no going back to as if it never happened. But as Frodo said to Gandalf in the book, which is what he actually did say in the book and not in the movie, there is no real going back. Though I may come to the Shire, it will not be the same. For I shall not be the same. You know, may this Divine Mercy weekend help us all come to know the great love and mercy God has for us as he gives us the grace to move ahead and beyond knowing that even our wounds and scars which life gives us are the very things that can make us holy.